long been our hope. Do you know, if he didn't ever do anything else for us, if he didn't ever give us another car, if he didn't ever provide another pair of shoes or a dress, he has done more than enough for us to continue to praise him and continue to thank him, because he is our hope. And you know, sometimes you can purchase everything you want. You can have the houses, you can have the cars, but sometimes that won't even meet every need, because only Jesus can provide the needs that we have at certain times in our lives. So Jesus is our hope. Jesus came to save us. Let's look at Luke 9:56. And before I go there, let's think about this. Wonder what was on Jesus' mind about 2,000 years ago at this time. Wonder what was he thinking? Knowing what was before him, knowing what he had to endure, knowing what he had to go through, knowing he had to be whipped and beaten, knowing he had to go to the cross, knowing he had to do all these things, I can think of at least one thing I think that was on his mind. You, me. He had us on his mind. He was doing that for us. He went to the cross for our healing, didn't he? He went to the cross for our salvation. He went to the cross for our peace. He went to the cross for every need. He went to the cross for us. Those are some things that was on his mind probably around about this time. It was us. And for that, we are grateful. For that, we can say, thank you, Jesus, for having me on your mind. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross in my place. Thank you, Jesus. He took all those stripes on his back for us. And when we think about that, Jesus, you did it for me. Jesus, you did it for me. I just want you to say that to him. Jesus, you did it for me. Jesus, you took those stripes for me. He took them for me. So if there's pain in your body, if you're dealing with something tonight, know that he has already taken care of it. And we just got to reach out and receive it, because it's already on the table. He provided it for us. Jesus, our hope. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 56. Jesus, our hope. And when you're facing hard times and just seem like things aren't going your way, just remind the devil, Jesus is my hope. Look in the mirror. Jesus is my hope. Jesus is my hope. And you keep saying that to yourself until you get it down on the inside, till you get it down in your spirit. Get it out of your head, but get it in your spirit. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is my hope. And this is King James Version. I believe it's King James Version. I have several Bibles, so I picked this one up. Let's see which one is it. Yes. I think it's the King James Version. Chapter 9, verse 56 says, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. For the Son of Man, who is the Son of Man? Jesus, did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. But to save them. So he came to save us so that we can partake of his promises. He wants us to have a relationship with him, get to know him, live in peace and victory, and we can live with him forever. That's the good news, because we're just passing through. We're just passing through down here. This is rehearsal for us. We're getting ready for heaven. Hallelujah. We're getting ready for heaven. We're getting ready to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. But he came to save us. So, and it's so good to have a relationship with him. You know, we can talk about things and we can talk about each other and we can say different things. But how many of you know it's just different when you have a relationship? My relationship is totally different with my husband than any other man in the world because we have a relationship. We talk. We communicate, we encourage each other, we listen to each other. So that's how it is with Jesus. We are to have a relationship with him. You know, he will encourage us if we get quiet enough to listen. He encourages us through his word. You know, I was looking at reading Psalm 91:16, and it says, he will give us what? Long life will I satisfy thee. The salvation of the Lord with long life. So see, he was talking to me this morning. Why? Because I have a relationship with him. And he does the same thing with you. Let's see what John 10:10 says. We all know that one too, don't we? John 10:10. Let's see here. We're gonna read it together. We're gonna read it. John 10:10. Now Jesus came to give us life. Jesus came to give us life. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief does not come except. Look at the reasons the thief comes. Let's look at why he comes. The thief comes except to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now that is pretty plain. We can't misread that. We can't overlook that. The devil comes to kill. No, the thief does not come except. See, he has his reasons to come. To steal, kill, and destroy. But look what Jesus said. I have come that they may have life. And not only just have life, that they may have it more abundantly. Woo, good news. See, he didn't just say come and have life. He said have it more abundantly. So anytime that we are going through anything, he wants it to be abundantly for us. Our healing, abundantly. Our peace, abundantly. Every need being met, abundantly. More than enough. So we know the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so anytime that we may face an issue, you have to weigh it out in the word. Okay, what did the word say? The word says that he come that we can have it more abundantly. But then when you look over here, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. So now we know, no, I'm not gonna go that way. I'm gonna stay right over here where the word of God says that he came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Have it more abundantly. So we can remind Satan, no, that's not what the word says. Because the devil come and he'll tell you things. But you know what? You know, the price of eggs is really going up. I just don't know how you're going to afford them. And then I heard the price of milk is really going up too. So I don't know how you're going to feed your little. As one sister says, I don't know how you're going to feed your little children. Because everything's going up. But then we can remind him. See, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take and he wants to destroy stuff from us. He wants to take from us. But Jesus says that I have come to give you life and more abundantly. So we can say, no, 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 no. Shut up, Satan. Shut up, devil. God told me in his word. See right here. Show it to him. See right here, Satan. He said in his word, he came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Ha, ha, ha. Take that. Because my Father God already said that he more abundantly, not just abundantly, but more abundantly. Put some emphasis on that. More abundantly. So Jesus came to give us life more abundantly. And know that you are what the word of God says you are. If the word says you healed, what are you? If he says that you are saved, what are you? If he says that he'll meet all your needs, will he meet all your needs? All your needs, not just some of them, but all your needs abundantly. that's what the word says. Do you know we are what the word says we are? I am what the word says I am. The word of God says I am an overcomer. I can have what the word says that I can have because I am an overcomer. So what do we need to do? We've got to find out, what does the word of God say about me? You. What's the word of God saying about your situation? What's the word of God saying about your body? What's the word of God saying about your bank account? What's the word of God saying about your children? What's the word of God saying about your health? What's the word of God saying about your job? What's the word of God saying about the economy? Say what the word says. Say what the word says. I challenge you. I double dog challenge you. That every time anything negative want to come out your mouth, don't say it, zip it. Wait until you can find what the word of God says. Then you say that. From this night forward, I want you to take about 72 hours. And I want you to think within yourself, Jesus is my hope. I will not speak one negative thing about myself, about anyone else, about nothing. Just try it for 72 hours. Nothing negative. Nothing negative. Because he has given us abundantly life. More abundantly. I am an overcomer. Are you overcomers tonight? Why are we overcomers? Because of what the word of God says. And we are overcomers because our big brother stepped down out of glory, born in a manger, lived here for 33 years, died, rose again, and sat on the right hand of our Father, making intercession for us. He did it for us. So all that he went through with for us, I am not, and I don't want to disappoint him. Sometimes I say, God, I just don't want to disappoint you in what I say. I don't want to disappoint you in what I think. We all miss it, though, don't we? We all miss it. So, hey, if you miss it the next 72 hours, just say, hey, I missed it. I'm going to just pick right back up and start over. And that's why we need to speak what the word of God says. How many of you have ever said that, well, let me say it this way. I'm going to start walking tomorrow. Or I'm going to stop eating sweets tomorrow. I am going to stop drinking sodas tomorrow. Oh, y'all won't believe what I had for dinner Sunday after church. Oh my goodness. I had the best hamburger. Oh. Fries, root beer. Oh, it was so good. And guess what? Those fries, they was fried in probably oil. The hamburger was cooked in it. Hey, it had cheese on it. It was fully loaded. And it was worth every bite. So the point that I'm making is, you know, I could have said, you know, okay, I will start tomorrow. And guess what I said? I will start tomorrow. But I'm sure eating a hamburger today, fully loaded in all the trimmings and all the sides. And I started all over on Monday, but that was okay. So it's a little different when we speak the word. So we don't need to say, well, I'm going to start speaking the word tomorrow. Tomorrow I will say that by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. Or tomorrow I will say, all my needs are met abundantly. I'm going to start that tomorrow. No, start right now. Start right now. Start today speaking the word of God and standing on the word of God. Amen. We are overcomers, aren't we? He came to heal our bodies. Jesus bore our sins in his own body when he went to Calvary. That's what he did for us. Let's look at Psalm 107, verse 20. Wow, no, let's just go to 1 Peter 2:24. I like this one. 1 Peter 2:24, he's our hope. He is our hope. And you know, sometimes you could have different things. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about myself, okay? I'm talking about me, so I'm talking about me tonight. You know, you could have different things going on with you and in your body or whatever. God is just so good. He'll just give you that peace. And anyway, 1 Peter 2:24 is in this Bible. As you can tell, I'm almost there. 1 Peter 2:24 says, 1 Peter 2:24. Okay. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, I didn't forget about what I was going to say about myself, all right? I don't remember what I was doing. I think I might have been looking in the mirror or something. I guess it was. But anyway, you ever had different things to go on in your body and the devil would tell you, that's just what it is. Go look it on the internet, you know, go Google it and find out what it is. Anybody ever went through that? Why don't you just go Google it and see what it says, you know? And so anyway, it's kind of funny, but anyway, I had this bump, and it's just like, wow, and it's red, and I'm just mashing this bump. And so the devil, you want me to tell you what the devil told you? I'm going to tell you what the devil told me. He said, that's skin cancer. Look at it. That's what you got on your face. That's skin cancer. And what it is. I was like, oh, no, it's not. It's just a bump. But that goes back to how the devil will try to talk us out of what God has already done for us. He'll try to talk you out of what you already know, what the Word of God says. So I just had to remind myself, no, I'm not listening to you. It's just a bump. I'll have it taken care of. But the devil tries to come in so subtle in so many ways and steal from us. When 1 Peter 2:24 says that by his stripes we are healed. And one thing, Jesus was cool. He was cool. He didn't mince words. He just said what he meant and meant what he said. He just got straight to the point. Just like 1 Peter 2:24 says. 1 Peter 2:24, that who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Just that simple. And we don't have to manufacture up nothing. We just have to believe. We don't have to manufacture something. We don't have to try to make it happen. You know why we don't have to try to make it happen? Jesus already made it happen. He already made it happen. And sometimes, you know, we just need childlike faith. If I tell any one of our grandchildren that we're going to do something for them, if I'm going to have some money for you after church, or I'm going to take you here, or I'm going to do that, they're going to believe me. So now if they can believe me, and I'm just a natural person, how much more should we believe Jesus and take him at his word? Just believe his word. He is our hope. And we can come before him for whatever we need. You know, sometimes you face things and you don't have anybody there to lay hands on you. You don't have anybody to come in agreement with you sometimes when you only got $2 and you need to put 4 or 5 gallons in your car. Sometimes you don't have the money to go out and purchase the amount of grocery you need. But we can always go back to Jesus. You are my hope. I don't know how you're going to do this, but I know you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to provide, but I know you're going to provide. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know you're going to work it out. Just taking him at his word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them, delivered them from destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. I don't know about you guys, but I think I do know about you guys. I enjoy living for Jesus. I just love living for him and just fellowshipping with him and having a relationship with him. I just love it. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So that's what Jesus, he sent his word to heal us and deliver us from our destruction. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. So we must continue to hear the word of God and read the word of God. How many of you start reading at night and you say, well, I'm just going to read tonight. I'm reading it. I'm just going to read because I know I need to read. And the next thing you know, you're waking up. May I see a show of hands? So I know I'm not by myself. It happens. I mean, it really does. I have all good intentions. I really do. But you just start reading. And I mentioned last night to my husband, I said, I'm going in here and I'm going to read. That's exactly the intention that I had. Now, I can't quite remember everything that I read. But I did read, but then I remember waking up, and I still had my book, so I started all over again, and I read some more. Don't quite remember everything I read, because I fell asleep. I woke up again, and I still had the book, you know? And you know what I said? Just close the book up and go to sleep. I folded that book up just as nice and neatly, laid it on the nightstand, and I went to sleep. Because I couldn't tell you really everything I was reading anyhow. So just go on to sleep, get up in the morning, refreshed, pick up the same book or get your devotion or whatever, and then read. If you're tired, you're not getting anything anyway. I mean, some of it I'm sure some of it went in my spirit. I'm sure it did. I can't tell you really what it was, but I'm sure it went. So instead of me just putting myself through that, just close the book up and just go to sleep. And sometimes he'll tell me that. I get around now, I'm just going and doing and going and doing and just doing stuff, and he'll say, Kathy, just go lay down and take a nap. Sometimes we just need a nap. And he used to tell me this all the time, but no, I can't take a nap. I can't take a nap. I got so much to do. But it's kind of like a power nap. Then you get refreshed and you see things clearly, totally different. You have a better attitude. Hey, you ready to go. You ready for the rest of the day. So, with that being said, we all need to find some time to read. Now, it might be late at night. It might be early in the morning. It really doesn't matter as long as you read. It really doesn't matter as long as you read. Mornings is my time to read because that gets me prepared for the day. But just because I read in the morning, that doesn't mean you have to. You find what works for you. Amen? All right, let's look at Psalm 147. Psalm 147 says, Psalm Psalm 147 says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcast of Israel." Oh, look at verse 3. "He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power." Now look at verse 4. "He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name." If he is counting the number of the stars, he's calling them all by name, he could say, "Angela, Elizabeth, Mildred, Daryl, Greg, Pat," just like I'm calling your name. He knows all of our names. And no matter whatever we're going through, he knows everything that we're going through. He knows everything that we're going through. He knows our name. And you are so special to him. You are so special to God. So just know that he wants to set us free, and he will set you free. He knows where you are, and he knows your every situation. So what would be my takeaway for tonight? My takeaway tonight for you would be the same thing that I said every time I minister to you, is continue to have a relationship with God by reading his word, studying his word, and applying his word to your life. It will build your faith. And not only that, it keeps us strong in the Lord, and we will continue to walk in victory because Jesus came to save, to bind up, to heal the brokenhearted, heal our bodies, because Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our hope. That's good news. Jesus is our hope. I want you all to stand tonight. And I want us to get that down on the inside of us, that Jesus is our hope. Now, you can lift your hands if you want to, or you can just look up and just let him know. Jesus is our hope. Let's say that together. Jesus is our hope. Now, I want you to make it personal. Jesus is my hope. Jesus is my hope. He's all I got. He's all I have. He's all I need. And we're not talking about our relationship with our spouses and our children. And I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when it comes to spirit. He is our hope. He is my hope. So when you get ready to go to sleep tonight, let that just ring within your spirit, man. Jesus is my hope. Jesus is our hope. So when you look at the news and you see this going on, Jesus is my hope. He's my hope. He is my hope. Jesus is my hope. Do we have anybody here tonight that need prayer? Hallelujah. Someone may pray.